Ever wonder how a tech visionary with introverted tendencies captivates our world? Dive into this latest episode on how, as we unravel the enigmatic charisma of Elon Musk. Welcome to Speak Up. It's the podcast for high-performing introverts and ambiverts, where we reveal the charisma and communication secrets of A-list people so that you get the recognition and the opportunities you deserve. That's the difference between merit and reward is often in the charisma and the executive presence, and that's where we are to help you. I am your host, Laura Camacho, your magical communication godmother, coach, and strategist. And take note that we now release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And today is Friday, which means it's time for your five-minute-ish A-list charisma booster. And today we're going to look at one of my personal favorites. I'm a huge fan of Elon Musk. I find him hugely inspiring. His charisma isn't just remarkable because of his charm, but he has a lot of introverted tendencies. And please note that being introvert and extrovert is not necessarily just a binary yes or no, but it's really more of a spectrum. I don't think he's the life of the party in the traditional sense, but he has this confidence and depth of vision that are magnetic. So what can we learn from Elon Musk's playbook, especially for introverts? Five takeaways, five ways that he cultivates. Remember, charisma, some people are born with it, but you can also cultivate it. So number one is to harness your passion. Like, you need to know what you're passionate about. And if you're so busy that you don't even know, we need to take some time off and think about that. I've been there. Elon's introversion doesn't dampen his enthusiasm for his projects at all. If anything, it fuels it. And as an introvert, you can find that your passions create excitement when you're able to focus deeply on what truly excites you. So you need to know what those things are. Embrace that intensity and let that drive how you communicate with other people. Make sure that you know which part of the job you really enjoy. I mean, there's always parts we don't enjoy, but we want to know what it is that really gets our juices going. And your passion doesn't have to be only job things. It could be your family, for example. So if your family is your number one passion, I get that. You can bring funny stories of, you know, your crazy kids or grandkids or nieces and nephews to some of your presentations or team meetings. It's great for lightening up the mood. All right, number two, cultivate your big dreams. Introverts, we often thrive in solitary reflection, and Elon is no exception. He's known for spending a lot of time in quiet, thinking about the future. So don't be afraid to do the same, even if you're not, you know, into traveling to Mars and creating a society on Mars. One thing practical I think you can do that I do that Elon does is take notes. Visionaries are known for writing things down. And his mother has confirmed in several interviews that even though he has a photographic memory where he can consign any book he reads to memory, still it's documented that he does write a lot of things down. So your takeaway, and this is from actually James Altucher, but I think Elon would approve, write down a list of 10 things every day, 10 ideas. And that could be like a golf course you want to play. It could be a restaurant you want to go to. But if you just keep pushing yourself to just write down 10 ideas, you'll start getting some real creative juices flowing. Number three, authenticity. We keep going over this over and over again, because that's what it takes to have that charisma, is that you're not trying to be all things to all people, and you're okay with some people not being in your fan club. So don't try to be perfect. Don't try to be all things to all people. And I would say a takeaway, a real practical takeaway, is don't be afraid of mentioning past failures. Of course, you only want to mention the ones that actually you recovered from and you have some lessons. People love that. Number four, make your message into a story. And Elon does that and does help, actually, if you've read a lot of stories. But Elon has a knack for telling captivating stories. He must be a sci-fi fanatic. Introverts often excel at creating these rich stories that resonate with others. You know, most authors are more introverted. Of course, I'm not saying you need to be Jane Austen or C.S. Lewis. I'm saying this incorporates storytelling into your messaging, into your presentations. And the takeaway, I just want to remind you that a story has such a simple or can have such a simple structure. It can just be a situation, a problem or a challenge, also known as a conflict, and a resolution. Just frame it in that way. And we can talk more about that later. And then finally, embrace your resilience. Life is hard. The sooner you adjust to that, that life is hard, even in the first world, even if you're making good money, even if you work for the best company, life is hard. So just keep going. I mean, Elon has been criticized so much, especially since he bought Twitter. Just keep going. Just be like the Energizer buzzing and keep going. So I'm going to recap the takeaways from Elon Musk flavored charisma. Number one, whatever you're excited about, whether it's your football team or your foot masseuse, bring stories about that, short ones, of course, to spice up your meetings and presentations. Number two, write down somewhere 10 things every day, and really 10 ideas, but I just want you to be as random as possible. It could be books you want to read, books you want to write, just crazy ideas like I wrote down last week, going to Vietnam. And I also wrote down, I was kind of irritated, join a, not a monastery, but what is it for women? Like a nunnery. I was like, I'm going to join a convent. That's what it is. Number three, don't fear mentioning past failures and what you learned from them. In my case, I'm always telling people that I started my career as a really bad communicator with a really bad attitude. So these behaviors, good communication, charisma can be learned. Number four, use a simple structure to transform your message into a story. Remember, situation, conflict, solution. That easy. Remember, boy meets girl, boy loses girl, and boy and girl get together. That's the core story structure. And finally, number five is keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. Just understand that life is hard. So whether you're an introvert, an extrovert, or somewhere in the middle, there is much to learn from Elon Musk's charismatic example. So embrace your passions and your authenticity, including if you're an introvert, you can leave a very lasting impact on the world. Thank you so much for listening and being here. If you're not getting our weekly communication dispatch, please, without delay, visit www.speakupwithlaura.com and get on the Speak Up A+ list. Enjoy talking to you. Keep in touch, and I'll catch you on the next episode.